possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day. How are you? This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Third Love has something called Temp Sync bras and undies. This is about to be your favorite bra. I love my Third Love bras. Unbelievable. This Temp Sync technology, it's patented technology that regulates your body temperature. You can get $20 off at thirdlove.com or visit Third Love stores in Walnut Creek and San Francisco. You'll love it. Everybody's got to wear those bras. There was a story about Millie Bobby Brown talking about how she hates bras. I'm like, Third Love, lady, come on.
I watched the video.
Yeah. Oh, me too. That's funny. Yeah. She's hawking her own stuff. But
that's what it was. It was a sales pitch. I went, oh, all right.
But I was like, That's because you're not wearing the right bra. It's so great to have that bra that you, whenever it's clean and in the drawer, that's the one you reach for. You can wear bras a few days. There's no laws about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
You know, they actually say you got to be really careful with your bras too. You take care of them. You know, don't put them in the dryer, hang them to dry, wash them gently.
I have seen them hanging on doorknobs. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So let's dive in. Little annoyed. I mean, honestly, 9:45 would have worked for us even. But so I'm getting a little sick of the 10 a.m. Pacific time announcements out of Taylor. I mean, come on. We're all Swifties here. She couldn't throw us a 9 a.m. bone. The announcement of the engagement of the millennium has happened. Taylor and Travis posted, they both posted the same photo gallery of the two of them in a rose garden. The speculation's going crazy on that, too. Travis is, we're watching it, it looks like. Travis is down on one knee in front of her in the first pic. And the caption's adorable. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. It's the talk of the school. The school being literally the entire earth. Or glitterally.
I saw the announcement yesterday and said to myself, Vin, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. And I thought about it long and hard and I said, I think you want some money, guy. No. I think you're rich.
Well, we don't know that. Until
no, we do know that.
It's
we
possible
all know
Maddie.
What I
it's
know.
It's possible that Maddie won.
We all know what I bet. I bet.
I do know that.
We had dates. We had dates in that.
Okay. Well, I'll have to find it. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely. Sounds like me.
I was thinking it was going down right after the tour. So
I do remember that from Vin.
I'm pretty sure.
Until I see written, dated. I mean, I suppose you can throw whatever date you wanted on there.
Come but on, we're going to now share a Google sheet with bets on it.
Oh, great.
So that we all have it. We can all go back to it and look at it.
Who's doing that? Edwin? Edwin's always...
No, I've got a Google Sheet I'll share with you guys. But from now, if you guys want to do any bets on the actual wedding...
Yeah, there's
like
a bunch. I do have a bunch of betting things.
We'll
so we
get
can,
into that then.
All right, great. There's a close-up of the massive ring. It's big. They say, I'm seeing everything from 9 to 12 carats.
Oh, I saw 8 carats.
Oh,
okay.
Really? Okay. Let's go 8 to 12 carats.
Yeah. Mm.
It's everywhere, though. Everybody's... And, by the way, there are 1,000 different estimates on the price as well. They say, you know, that jewel, the jewel itself could be worth in the 7 figures. But I'm also seeing 700 grand.
I saw 550 grand and thought... No, you're not getting an 8-carat ring for 550 grand.
Right.
In my opinion.
I agree. I actually felt like it was an incredibly low estimate. I've seen everything from 700 to 1.5 million.
Do you have a picture of the ring? Because the ring that I saw was butt ugly, and I don't know if that's...
Oh, I think it's pretty. It's
well,
like
maybe
a...
Maybe I didn't see it.
Hang on. There it is.
Oh, that's not what I saw. What I saw... Well... It's the same shape.
Yeah.
The picture that I saw, though, it didn't even look like a diamond.
You know, I wonder if it's the yellow gold that it's set in that is sort of... Because I'm with you, but it's probably reflecting everything around them, too. It's hard. It looks darkish. It looks almost like a yellow diamond.
Something's up with it, because when I got out of the water yesterday, and it was late, and I had burned my eyes severely, but I'm looking at the photo going, that... Now it looks a little, now it looks more shiny and more diamondy, but the photo I looked at, or just maybe because of my eyes, I went, ugh.
It's big, though.
It's humongous,
I don't know where she'll put the wedding band. It's, like, so big.
Well, they'll probably have some elaborate setting that surrounds it, and, you know, people do that thing where they'll fit the wedding. They're like a set.
Yeah.
You know, they fit around each other.
Not as big as a Super Bowl ring, but it's headed that way.
Well, it's like a girl's version of it. It's also really vintage looking. Like even the yellow gold is kind of an old school choice. And, she likes that, the whole Evermore and all the, she loves the Wiccan stuff, or so it seems. Bear
Are
trees.
You calling her a witch?
Well, wouldn't it be fun if she was? Supposedly he had a hand in creating this. And of course the Swifties are zooming in on everything. I have a whole Easter egg thing for you later. Apparently, this proposal happened about 2 weeks ago. Now,
is that before the New Heights podcast after?
I actually think that the New Heights podcast must be before, because I think it was in the can for a couple days before it aired. Yes. But I think it aired 2 weeks ago. So this was announced on Tuesday. I mean, I guess it's possible. That it happened, it all happened on the same day. He surprised her later. The rumor is...
August 13th was when the podcast aired.
August 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so was that on the... I can't do math that fast. I think it was 2 weeks ago. But,
yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Whatever. Some amount of time ago. So maybe they... And they had cut it a couple days before that. It was possible that they were engaged... Before they cut the podcast. Maybe not. Doesn't really matter. Believe me, the Swifties will figure it all out for us. They do the math on everything.
Mm-hmm.
TMZ is saying, based on, and again, this is all people who are sleuths and know that this place is buried in Easter eggs. Even though it was a proposal to her, she definitely... had a plan and planted Easter eggs everywhere, according to these people. They are saying they think it's at his house. So I'm looking at the overhead shots of his house, and I don't see an elaborate rose garden. But then as I look at this, I mean, they've clearly brought in, who knows how much of that foliage is actually growing there. And who knows how much of it. There's an arbor.
Oh, you're
that's
saying
covered.
that he created a scene where he could propose. Walk over here with me.
I've created a special place for you.
Well, yeah, and he had to have a photographer, like, hiding somewhere because somebody took the picture.
Yes. So there is this place, there's like a little, there's a river that, or a creek that runs through his property. Go back to that overhead piece. Double tap that on the screen. That should go to, it should go to, it should make it huge. Just like finger tap. No, that wasn't what I was looking for. But anyway, the overhead on the right-hand side of the house, you can see there's some, there's like a weird little pad, almost like a place you might chip a ball from.
Putting green.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
And so that looks like a perfect place to have set something like this up. And everyone's talking about where the foliage is in the photo and breaking down all the different shots of this. And so it is absolutely possible that this happened on the property. They're not saying, but they do say, they did say it happened at a residence. There's a few places, actually, I'm looking at drone photos that are going all the way around the house.
I highly recommend an environment that you have control of because...
Oh, yeah, you had to...
I cleaned off this area. It's right near my house. It's a spot that my family frequents and has for years. We own property right there. I thought I had it all sorted out, and I got down there at sunset, and some dude was sitting in my spot with a 40 and a doobie.
He's like, God, it's so clean and beautiful here. I'm going to just plunk it down right here. That's a perfect place to watch this.
This whole big flat space, he's sitting in the middle of it. And I, you know.
Beat it, pal.
It's the beach. I wish I had a couple bucks in my pocket. I hadn't thought it all through. I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. I knew the kid was going to. Ah! But I did clean up the trash there because there was some trash. I picked it all up and went, all right, we're good. And then I just didn't even think.
Went back to get the fam.
Some guy would be sitting there.
Well, of course I am. Look at this. It's pristine.
You cleaned it all up.
Thank you so much.
Every time you tell that story, I picture a dude looks like Post Malone sitting there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely the, that's right. That's the guy. Yeah. Like a grungier version of him even. But definitely face tattoos.
I'm going to leave you with that.
Okay.
It's a much better visual.
So the proposal happened about 2 weeks ago at a garden in Lee's Summit, Missouri, which I guess, you know, because Kansas City's right is in Missouri.
Oh.
And I wonder if, I don't know where that is, but him saying that, and they are saying that it was at a residence. So it's up in the air if it's theirs or not. But of course, everyone's trying to figure it out. And as soon as I know, I'll get you the news. I'm sure it'll be right after the show ends. Obviously, the corporate world is reacting to the news. Starbucks had to mention it on the day it brought back the pumpkin spice latte. Pumpkin spice tay-tay is what they should have called it.
What'd they say?
They just mentioned it. Just like, oh, look what a great day it is. Taylor's engaged and we've got pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, well, that's not very...
The latte.
That's not a great post. That's not cute or funny.
Hold on. Let me look at it. The long list of stars. Oh, this is funny because one of her lyrics got a long list of ex-lovers. And people say, got a long list Starbucks lovers.
Oh, yes. Mm.
The long list of Starbucks lovers just got a plus one. Hilarious.
And
they also said, are we supposed to keep talking about pumpkin spice latte like nothing happened?
That's fun.
Yeah. That
is fun. I swear I was in the ocean, but I realized that every person with a phone was sitting there going, how can I be cuter than the next person about this? Certainly in our business, in the music business.
Yes. Oh, no.
Insanity.
I'm sure there are just...
But there's Starbucks getting in on this.
Five-star
the joy.
Tweets. And sure, everybody's getting in on it. So, President Trump actually congratulated them, which is funny.
Yeah.
Because just a year ago, he posted in all caps, I hate Taylor Swift, and bragged about how she's no longer hot because she doesn't support him.
Well,
he's been talking trash about Taylor since 2018. So Swifties, I'm sure I don't need to tell you. This guy, he's like, here's what he said. I wish them a lot of luck. He's a great player. I think he's a great guy. I think she's a terrific person. So I wish them a lot of luck.
You realize, though, that, I mean, I don't even like the guy or follow him. But in our lives, he's someone who will say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
ever.
He doesn't even know what he's saying half the time. He probably didn't even realize who it was.
Who is it again? Tell me.
The king of the riffer. He's just a riffer.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's fabulous.
So
you think we go off on tangents.
Many people are saying,
what are they even talking about? What is happening?
So, yeah, I'm sure if someone said, you know, you've said you hate her, he'd go, I did?
No.
No, you're wrong. No. I'm always right.
That's fake news. I am basically out of time, but I do have the long list of like betting odds and all these things that Vegas is taking bets on right now. So we'll get to that at some point. It'll be fun to run down those and decide who we think will be the maid of honor, et cetera, what the date will be. But right now we're going to take a break. What do you got coming up then?
How important are your toiletries and more
They're
after
so
these?
Important.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets to the screening of Spinal Tap 2. The end continues for Bob's Movie Club.
Bob's Movie Club.
I'm going to watch some movies.
Sarah's going.
I'm going, for sure. Maddie's going.
Maddie's going.
Yep. You should go, too.
Vinny lives too far away. Mm. And he will have already driven into the city and then back home again.
Just stay.
And
come
then,
hang out with me at my house. Man.
All this week, head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the screening of Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, for Bob's Movie Club. And Bob is the host.
Woo, 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 woo. Meet Bob yourself.
We will have Spinal Tapas, cocktails, Spinal Tap trivia, and more. Did we ask her? Has she even seen the first one? She's probably has.
She has not seen the first one.
Oh, so she's got to watch that before.
She might make it a Bob's Movie Club thing.
No, I know what the next one is.
You do?
She's got a good one picked out. Mm.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll watch it.
Anyway, this is September 12th at Cine Lounge in Tiburon, courtesy of Cine Lounge.
And RadioAlice.com is where you go to get yourself in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to the contest page.
Yep, that's right. RadioAlice.com, click on the contest page. Boom. There's a couple things up there.
Forevermore, this will be called The Day After Taylor Got Engaged. But it's also Wednesday, August 27th. And we will have sunshine after the... Right now, we're overcast in downtown San Francisco, but should be plenty of sunshine. Bay Area high in the low 80s. Yesterday was a dream.
It was beautiful.
Perfect all over the Bay Area. And I got to get out in it and enjoy it. It was wonderful. The picket fire in Napa County is 21% contained. Oh. Thanks, heroes.
Thank you, heroes.
Thanks, firefighters.
The guys who run toward the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So I mentioned toiletries as we headed into break because I do think this is an interesting... But would you rather... Let's say you... Well, let me ask it this way. Do you have any toiletries that you have to have?
Yes.
The thing that you are like, well, I only use my shampoo.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll bring that. I'm not going to use the free stuff at the hotel. I'm not going to use...
No, I'll use the hotel shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, so you don't carry that?
No, I don't carry that. I carry my roll-on that I like.
Ah.
Ban roll-on. Thank you.
And all these years, you could have had she's like, could be the face of your company.
Yeah. Or the armpit of your company.
It's been the same deodorant.
It works.
I didn't even know that was still a company.
Like, yeah. No,
it's old school.
I went, I don't know how long ago it was at the grocery store, and just to see it, it's at the bottom, and there's only like a couple of them.
Mm.
They're just all the brands that, you know, the Old Spice. And
if it ever went away, I'd be so sad.
Well, it's still represented there. So clearly there are, and you've been using it for 30 years.
I've been using it since I started using deodorant. So for 45 years,
wow.
maybe more.
Okay.
My mom used it. I put it on. And at first I was like, ew, it's like damp underneath. And then I realized by the time you've gotten yourself all dried and figured out what you're doing with your hair, put your moisturizer on.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, your deodorant then.
Clear. Yeah. So my deodorant's probably like the number one thing. That and the specific lip gloss I use. I really like it.
Dirty Girl? Not Dirty Girl.
It would be
Wet Girl.
Almost better if it was Dirty Girl. It's not Wet Girl either. Keep going.
You don't bring your own soap or...
No, I don't do that. I'll just use any light moisturizer. I don't care. But I have one specific that I use at home, but I would never bring it with me.
Is it Pretty Girl?
Pretty Girl.
Pretty Girl.
Yeah. Pretty Girl. The lip gloss, it's pricey, but it's freaking great. And John's always like, kiss me before you put that on because it's so sticky. Like even now, like you want to touch, I've had it on for hours. Touch my lip.
Vinny is touching her lip with his thumb.
And you don't have to reapply it a million times. It isn't like, what's that stuff that people put? It's like, not called Comrex, but it's something like that.
Oh, that's the stuff people use.
It addicts you to it.
Carmex.
And you put it on and you're like, oh my God, my lips are so soft. And then it wears off and your lips start immediately chapping.
Lewis used
to
use that stuff.
On.
Remember that? And he would crest out if he didn't have it. Yeah. Like, so he was constantly.
You got to find it. This is almost waxy. It's like, it's great.
I can't believe how tacky it still is though.
I know. I put it on at 3 o'clock this morning and I've been eating and drinking coffee. And I mean, look at this all morning long. I'm actually.
It's on your mug.
It is, and it never comes off my mug. This goes through the dishwasher and is still like a place where it is. So those two things I absolutely have to have. Just some kind of like light moisturizer. And other than that,
I bring it all.
Yeah, I actually...
What do you mean you bring it
like
all?
I have like a little bag that I bring.
The shampoo I like.
Oh.
I bring a bar of soap that I like.
What's your soap?
I like Kiehl's.
Kiehl's?
Kiehl's, yeah.
You buy a Kiehl's body soap.
Yeah.
And you
I keep that.
Is it a bar?
The bar?
Or a?
It's a bar.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's got, because it's exfoliates.
That Uh-oh. Stuff's expensive, kid.
Well, I mean, it lasts a long, long time. It really does last a long time.
All right.
But yeah.
Do you feel all dried out after you?
My face scrub.
Oh boy.
What is that? Is that Kiehl's too?
Yeah,
oh, boy.
I'm a Kiehl's guy.
Goodness. I mean, you do have glowing, beautiful skin.
Well. I mean, thirst trap doesn't come easy.
That is true, and it's expensive.
Oh, way to Mexico. I'm going to thirst trap like a madman.
Oh, I can't wait to see the pictures.
Will you wear a Speedo?
Please do.
I will not, but I am going with a group of gay men, so they would...
Maybe they'll share their Speedos
with
you.
They may share
one
of their Speedos with me.
That'd be fantastic.
You should definitely go get a Speedo.
I should definitely not go get a Speedo. But it would make for a good picture.
It's right. Certainly,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Do it for the gram, man.
You want for the likes. Yeah. Come on.
Put a banana in there.
Or a potato.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Let's put it in the front, not the back.
That was what I was going for is I also bring my bar of soap. I use Men Care Dove, the green one. You can get it.
I use Dove too. That's my soap. I feel like that one, you know how like if you use Ivory soap, your skin feels like tight and dry afterward? Mm-hmm. Like you're clean, but now you got to moisturize every inch of yourself. I like Dove.
That's what I use. So yeah. I use like that. And I want to bring that. I bring that with me. And I don't even need to bring face soap if it's a one night thing, because I'll just use the bar soap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if it's a trip, then I want to bring...
Do you have a specific face soap you use?
I use Cetaphil.
Is it a liquid soap?
It is a liquid soap. You get it at Walgreens.
My son uses that. Is it super amber colored in kind of a square?
I'll find the bottle and show it to you. But it's one of those things where, yeah, if I'm going for a week, I bring my own soap or I go to Walgreens.
When you get there.
I always want to have water in my hotel room, so I'll go there and get water, and then I'll get a couple other things. Someone polled 1,000 Americans and asked them, if you're traveling and you have to stay at a hotel that offers toiletries, do you use their stuff and do you take it with you when you leave?
Because I think they chuck it once you've opened it.
Oh, sure. I would think.
Well, right. I mean, there's only so much if it's half gone. Let's get rid of that.
I mean, they check that every time, right?
Yeah, I guess. Let's hope so, right? When they're doing their thorough checking and cleaning of the room.
1 in 3 people never take that stuff.
Oh.
They don't use that stuff. Like us, we carry our own and I'm good.
Yeah.
I want to use it, what
but
I
wouldn't. I wouldn't take it. Unless I was like, oh my God, I love this.
60% almost, 58% do take the tiny bottles of shampoo and conditioner home.
Hmm.
Some people just can't pass that up. Like it's, what am I, crazy? It's free.
Right.
It's like the little salt and pepper shakers that you get for room service.
Oh yeah, I like those.
Little bottles of Tabasco. Right. I like to take those.
Oh. You do?
Yeah.
Oh. But you like you're saying that with a smile on your face.
I
like it.
You have like a whole collection of them in the cabinet at your house?
You should travel a lot. Yeah. They look cute. Especially a little Tabasco.
So my mother-in-law, usually just like, if you ate at a restaurant, she'd like take all the pink packets of whatever sugar that is, Sweet Low or something. She's like, oh, I don't need that.
You got to see him. He's smiling and he's so like, happy. Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah. And I've definitely.
They are adorable.
Definitely taken sugar in the raw and some other things that I use. I may have borrowed some from the station a couple times.
Mm.
Women were twice as likely to say they always take that stuff home with them. So. Anyway, that's just one of those YouGov polls, but I'm always curious if someone has a thing this is my go-to. This is what I use. I'm bringing it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's hard to do it without the things that you like, you know, you have your products and those are the ones you rely on and it's hard to leave them behind.
I'm surprised you use the hotel shampoo and conditioner because most people with long hair. And I had long hair at one point. If you use something different, you could end up with just an absolute mess on your head.
I wish I could remember what kind of shampoo and conditioner I used when I stayed at this Airbnb on Martha's Vineyard this summer. And my hair was so fluffy and soft. and I never like took a picture of the name of the thing. I almost want to call them and say,
what do you use?
What is the thing? Because it was awesome. I loved it.
Well,
But yeah, I use
theirs.
For
every one of those experiences, there's a person who says, my hair's a mess. Yeah. I'm bummed. I got to go to the store and get some stuff.
I actually carry, I use Pantene normally, just like, so I have a little travel bottle of Pantene conditioner and shampoo. And so if it was a disaster, I would have that there. You know, don't you have one of those little toiletry bags?
Where
you
get, bring a toiletry bag, yeah, and in there is my bar of soap.
All my stuff is
and my
is
deodorant.
And, like my toothpaste, my toothbrush.
Right.
My hairbrush, my lip stuff, eyeliner, mascara.
And I don't even think of you as a very high maintenance lady.
I'm really not.
But
I do need my things that I need.
Right.
Yeah.
I keep all that in the backpack I carry to work every day. Keep your toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, all that.
That's great. That's good.
Because sometimes I get to work and I'm like,
some lady may pick you up and you might not get home.
I need to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
The neighbor's got to take care of Fred and you got to take care of that lady.
You're darn right.
All right.
Give it to her good.
Do it for the show.
Tell us all the details.
Oh, you guys are the best.
A guy near Vancouver dug through 20 tons of trash at his local dump to find his wife's wedding ring.
Oh, now that's love.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or, you know, so I don't want to have to rebuy those things. Yikes.
So it was the diamond and the engagement ring and the ring?
It slipped off her hand while she was throwing stuff away along with her anniversary band.
Oh my God.
She didn't realize until the next night and told him he'd never find him. But he said, yeah, I will. That's the Vancouver accent. Yeah, I will.
Eh?
Right.
I wonder if they're able to point you to like, okay, well, this is where the truck that did your neighborhood dumped, like, good luck.
He refused to stop digging until he found the stuff. They've been married 26 years.
Oh my God.
She told a reporter she could not stop crying when she got her rings back. Because she knew he must really still love her to dig through that much garbage.
That really is something.
It's a lot. It reminded me of, this story's been around for years, and there's a couple of them, so don't get them mixed up. There's a guy in England who accidentally had thrown away his hard drive containing 8,000 bitcoins.
Mm.
This goes from many years ago.
Yes.
And it wasn't worth nearly what it's worth now.
Right.
And obviously that fluctuates, but.
But he had 8,000 bitcoins. And so isn't he suing to make them let him dig?
They say here, and I think it happened over our summer vacation, that he's finally given up. He's finally said, I'm ending my search.
Was in there digging.
He'd had some goes at it, but then he really had been trying to petition the government to let him get at it in a much deeper way. Because they say it's worth probably $742 million in 2013.
It's so much more now. I mean, each one of those is worth about $100,000. So is that $8 billion? Is it
Despite
more?
A decade-long effort to recover the drive, including high-tech plans and legal battles, he's finally been denied permission to access the landfill and has just decided, I give up. Yeah, I was a multi-billionaire, but I am not because I can't find the hard drive. They say, and I've talked to my friend who's really into it, Jason Sisko, about this stuff. Custody of your Bitcoin is a big deal. And you've got to know how to handle that. And then if it's in you've got to keep all these passwords safe and away from someone who might be able to get in there and steal your stuff. It's a whole big deal how you custody your Bitcoin.
Right. Because that's the only way to access it. I think it's worth 800 million.
Billion.
Million. 8,000.
Oh, right now?
Well, it's worth about $100,000 a coin right now, right?
Yeah.
Right around there. It says 8,000 times 100,000 is 800 million.
That's a lot of money.
It's not a billion, though. I thought it would be way more.
I would have thought it was
that.
More, too. They may have mixed up this story then saying it's $742 million in 2013. That may be what it's worth now. I don't know. Anyway, the guy has given up, but that's not my story. The story was this guy found his wife's rings.
That's incredible.
At the dump.
It's actually incredible that he found them. Like, that's the, they're so small. And he found both of them. So he found the bag. I suppose if you use white trash bags in your kitchen, that you could eliminate all the black trash bags.
Still.
I know.
Piles and piles.
Of garbage.
And piles.
I can barely stand it when I can smell garbage as I'm driving down the street.
Oh, like, the dump is will gag you.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go put on some boots and dig in it.
I actually feel like you could get super sick from doing that.
You probably could.
Mm.
But, and you know, some people, they get their head on something and they just
cannot let it go.
It's like a personality thing. I have friends. I have a buddy who was just this week. I had something I had to do. I had something I had to do. So he was like, the surf is firing. You got to go. And I went, I can't. I have something I have to do. And he knows me, and I went, oh God. But that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking about that the whole time, that I'm shirking what I need to be doing. I got to go do what I got to do.
Right. And so knowing that they are physically still in this world, that makes them findable.
I will brave
the garbage stench.
I think people just decide what has to happen and.
And make it so.
I'll exhaust every possibility before I will rebuy those rings.
Well, and then they won't be the same rings. Like, it's actually incredibly sentimental and romantic.
26 years of scratches and nicks. And
I wonder if he every night came home and she was like, you reek. I'm going to hose you down outside.
I'm going to guess she didn't say that to him. But then again, you know, we talked about it. Wives are mean. No, isn't that what we came to?
No.
I thought we did.
No, it only seems like we're mean because we've already told you 50 times and you didn't listen.
Oh, right. It's us.
Right.
I forgot.
God, Vin.
I know. Duh.
What's wrong with you?
Well, clearly I can't hear and I don't listen and I need to. It has to get to the point of abuse.
Mm.
Then I get it. Right, well, guys? Well, am I right?
Yes, Vinny, you're right. Yes, you are right. Yes, you're right.
Oh, boy.
Good one, Finn.
You're right.
Way to let us all know how to behave. It's our fault. We got up.
Always. Always.
Hello.
Right.
Mm.
I know I leave my socks laying around. Why don't you just pick them up instead of yelling at me?
Oh.
Did you say that to Shauna sometime?
No.
Oh.
I thought
he did. He obviously did say it.
But do you leave your socks laying around?
I used to. I was conditioned.
That was a thing, though.
I was conditioned.
Mm.
And shoes. I still leave my shoes all over the place.
Well, you live alone now. You get to.
Yeah.
You get to trip over your shoes later.
See how they do it?
Yep. There you go.
It's true.
Ding, ding.
Shoes go in a certain place.
You know, people
just kick them off.
People struggle with their weight.
Yes, they do. Americans,
I didn't forever.
Everywhere.
And now, you know, you hit your 50s and it's just wants to stay and you've got to try even harder and you.
And it's ridiculous. It's so hard to lose weight when you get older.
I've been forced to actually make better choices about what goes in my trap.
How's it going?
It's going okay. And I got exercise. Like that was one of the reasons why I ran out the door last night. I just said, "You go get some exercise.
Right. Get your heart beating out of your chest."
Mm-hmm. The internet keeps churning out hot new exercise trends, though.
Oh,
because we all want that
ripped body and great glutes.
This one's dumb, and you'll think it's dumb.
Okay, what is it?
The New York Post says the latest trend in fitness is, quote, running and jumping on all fours like animals.
Okay. So, like, okay. I mean, are you on your knees in this scenario or are you just bent over and
I think you're bent over and you're doing your hands and your feet.
So it's like downward dog and you get walking, get to moving, get to running and jumping.
They're like bear crawls, cat leaps, and that is a legitimate exercise, but just trying to run on all fours.
It feels like a face plant waiting to happen. Oopsie.
One practitioner says, it's definitely a full body workout.
I'm sure it is.
I've actually lost a lot of weight since I started doing it, and I really see the definition of my body. I'm starting to get a six pack.
Oh.
Which will make someone go, I want one of those.
Yeah. Are we doing these just around the house, or are we going out in the street and doing them? Do we do them on a treadmill? What's happening here?
I want to see someone do it on a treadmill so bad.
Yeah. You'd probably need a pretty long treadmill.
Oh, you would never pull it off. You would end up against the wall.
Or with your face stuck in the treadmill. I mean.
I'm going to guess that, well, they say, you know. I don't know a lot of people who would look elegant running and jumping on all fours. But try it for 5 minutes and see how out of breath you are.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, just play with your kids for a while down on the floor. It's like, oh my God, my body's so heavy.
If you want to try quadrobics or
quadrobics,
running on all fours.
I like quadrobics.
Start slow, they say.
Mm. Don't worry, I will. Go on.
I can't even finish this. Never mind.
No, it's adorable.
It's
I like it.
It's not. Run on your feet.
No, run on your hands and feet with your ass in the air like you just don't care.
Okay. Mm. You going to try it?
No.
All right.
Because I think that people would like it too much. You know,
oh, well,
John would be like, follow me around. Oh, I was hoping that you wouldn't fall down or anything, hon. I don't need that in my life.
The world does revolve around your butt.
That is true, Vin. My God.
What doctor doesn't say, well, I'm going to have to turn around.
Center of the universe.
I'm here for my eyes.
Yeah. I really need to check your butt, though. Feeling like you can tell a lot from a butt.
You know, pulling on the rubber glove.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Every time I go to the doctor, it does not matter what I'm going for. I'm going to need to see that. Oh, I don't blame you. And the Easter egg hunt begins with the Taylor Travis engagement photos.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.